We are listener-supported radio, 88.5 FM. My name is Mookie, the musical director here on member-supported radio. The Minor Birds are here. The Minor Birds are finally here. Laura, do you know how long it's been since I've been working on this?
1,000 years.
It seems like 1,000 years. It's been a very long time. We know about many, many artists who call Southern California home these days. And you guys, Laura, you're just a class act, and I've been trying to make this session happen for a very long time. So thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having all of us.
Yes. Who did you bring today?
I've got Reese Richardson on the guitar, and Sean Stentz on bass, and Arlen Pfeiffer on the drums.
Well, I do have many, many questions for you, especially about the new record, Be Here Now. There's a lot to delve into, but if you don't mind playing some music right off the bat, could we get that going today?
Sure thing.
All right, so I imagine this is all new music?
Yes, all new songs.
All right, what did you guys want to play first?
We're going to start with a song called Wild Hearts.
Very cool. This is the Minor Birds here on 88.5 FM.
Thank you. tear us apart. We're strong, and we still are. Wild hearts.
Nicely done, man. The band sounds great in there. I wish I was in the room with you.
Thanks. You can come in if you want.
You know, I don't think the amount of gear that you brought actually today, you guys, I don't think I could fit in that room.
I don't know. I think we could squeeze
you in. Maybe so. Do you have an extra instrument I could play? That is the Minor Birds live on the air on listener-supported 88.5 FM. We love localism. We love celebrating local music. And Laura, we considered you a Los Angeles artist at this point. Is that okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. It feels good to be home.
But originally, you're from where?
D.C. Started out in D.C. and then I lived for 5 years in Omaha. I work with Saddle Creek, and that's where they're headquartered. Mm-hmm. And it's still, you know, I'm a true tourist, so I feel like those are still my homes very much.
Right. We call Saddle Creek the house that Connor Oberst built. Did you move to Omaha specifically to work with the label then?
No, I had been working with them before. I was in a band called Georgie James, mm-hmm. and with John Davis, originally from the band Q and Not You, signed to Discord, so part of that really rich, amazing punk DC history. And Saddle Creek put out our record, and then that band disbanded, and I made a solo record, and I just was kind of looking for something new and found my way to Omaha, and it's such a really incredible community of people.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think about, you know, the scene in Omaha as being a thriving arts community. But
yeah.
It is, huh?
It is. There's a lot of really great art and a lot of like progressive work that people in the community are doing there to really, I don't know. It's sort of, people are like, what's Omaha like? And I say, oh, it's the Austin. It's the Austin of Nebraska.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. Again, the Minor Birds, theminorbirds.com is the website if people want to buy the merch, get the records, watch the videos, and all the content is up there. And the very latest record from the Minor Birds is called Be Here Now. Now, Laura, I feel like you've got your finger on the pulse as far as what is going on in the world.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. And speaking of that, follow-up questions will be coming, but can we get another song out of you guys?
Yeah, this is sort of the most finger on the pulse song that I wrote for this new record. It's a song called Golden Age, and it's about where we are in America in this moment in time. Mm-hmm.
Can you show me a good trick? Show me some magic. Can you pull the whole world from my ear? I hate how the best things keep disappearing, like Leonard and Bowie and the ice caps here. And we're left with this ignorant bliss. When we find a good thing, we can't hold on to it. The golden age, it sure was great. The sun was so pretty, we couldn't look away. Now I can't see my brother, my sister or mother through the rose-colored glasses of my own news feed. And the sermon I'm giving in this new algorithm, it's falling on deaf ears, 'cause the choir already believes. Tell me, where are our heroes? Are they stuck at the wall? 'Cause we got some real villains to stop before they kill us all. The golden age is ours to save. I hear the bells ringing. Are you sick, your slick brand of magic. Your pen's not a wand to make us disappear. I see what you're doing with the Jews and the Muslims. You're sawing us all in half with your fake fear. My heart's full of love and all kinds of peace, but I think even I could punch a Nazi.
Fantastic. I would say that that is powerful and poignant, and that is music live in our studio on 88.5 FM from the Minor Birds. Again, the website is theminorbirds.com. Is it safe to say you've been putting out records under the name Minor Birds for like several years now, all of a sudden, like 2009 or something?
2010 was when the first record came out. It's crazy. It's been 8 years somehow.
You know, right?
Blink your eyes and
it goes away. At this point, do you know what else you would even do as far as like an occupation if music wasn't in the picture?
Well, I've become that person who moved to LA and I've started writing some screenplays. So.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. So at any given day, we might find you at a coffee shop on a laptop writing a screenplay.
Yeah, I actually finished one. I'm pretty excited about it.
Oh my goodness. What sort of subject matter are you writing about? Is it similar to what you've been writing about musically?
It is. It's sort of the marriage of the very deeply personal and kind of where it intersects with politics and what's happening in the world. It's a first thing I've written is about a road trip that I went on with my dad when I graduated college. So I don't know, and I get excited about the idea of putting together the soundtrack and the score, and yes. You know, it's fun. As a musician, you make music videos, and then I've gotten to know a lot of filmmakers through that, and the process of making an album is a lot like making a film, but of course, like exponentially bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
If anybody wants to, you know, help me make a film, I'm just throwing that out there.
We are in Los Angeles, and we do have a lot of creative types listening to the radio. Again, there's Laura. She's been spearheading this Minor Birds project for a good long time now, and we're happy to have you in the studio. Speaking of, you know, being creative, we just kind of wanted to know, you know, where your head was at when you wrote and recorded some of these new tracks for the record Be Here Now. Is it true that you went to Nashville and it was recorded in about 2 weeks?
It was written and recorded in 2 weeks.
Amazing.
In the fall of 2016, I had been on tour around North America, and the election happened, and I kind of was just like soaking up everybody's reactions all around the country. And there was a lot of emotion. So I ended up in Nashville right after the inauguration and the Women's March, and I worked with my friend Patrick Damphier, who's a producer. He just put out his own stuff, and we were like listening. We were like, I called it a work of emotional journalism, because we were reading the headlines, but more than that, we were reading social media, because I wanted to know how people felt. And all these songs, I feel like, are not mine. I feel like they're everyone's. It's just sort of like expression of collective consciousness and the range of emotions that people felt, which was like anger, sadness, anxiety, and also still like hope for for the future and for who we can be when we are at our best.
Anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the Mina Birds?
Oh, I just want to take a quick second and thank you so much for your support. Because as I was saying earlier, you know, musicians in this ever-changing world, when we get to play and for these really great radio stations, to feel truly supported in a kind of crazy world.
So. Well, thanks for your appreciation. And again, there's a visual component to these sessions. So down the road in a few days, maybe a few weeks, we're going to have a video and the audio on demand. It'll live forever on 88.5fm.org. And so where can people find you on social media before we wrap it up?
You can find me on Instagram at Laura Bird.
Before we wrap it up, I think you guys are going to play what basically I think was considered the single from the last record, Cocoon.
Yeah, you guys premiered it here.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we did, didn't we? Yeah. Is there a storyteller's type of moment you could give with this song, or you just want to rip right into it and play it on the air?
This song is just about taking care of each other and keeping each other safe. And it's an homage to, I feel like, all of the everybody who's involved in social justice, and particularly like teenagers who are sort of saying, you know, in Florida and across the country, we really care about each other and about our country, and we're going to do whatever we can to keep each other safe. So that's what this song is about.
Amazing.
It's called Cocoon.
Vesuvius, Vesuvius.
All right, new music and brilliantly done live in our studio here on the Saturday evening. We are 88.5 FM. My name is Mookie. You are most definitely you. And the band you just heard was the Mina Birds. Laura and the crew, you guys are great. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, we are 88.5 FM.